In the presentation, we narrowed the 11,000 some funds down to one, a sample mutual fund that's been around for 85 years. And it's one of the better ones out there, folks, but there are others like it. Not too many have this longevity. A few do. So we're going to take a look at the typical scenario that the industry uses. For some odd reason, they decided, I think at the Securities and Exchange Commission said, you got to use $10,000 to start. As if most people have $10,000 lying around the house. I try to get people to put $50, $100 a month away. But that's what they have to use. They have to use $10,000. That's what everybody uses. I assume they have to use it. I'm not in the compliance office. But that's what everybody uses. So here's an illustration. You should have seen this back in Chapter 11 and then in Chapter 12 when we looked at bonds and stocks. So this is not quite as aggressive a mutual fund as the one that we looked at when we looked at stocks. So here's the scary part. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of results in future periods. Current and future results may be lower than higher than those shown. This is all Greek to me, so I'll sing in Gregorian chant, and nobody will read this because nobody reads it anyway. The lawyers tell you to put it there. And this is actually very useful. I think I told you. It's very useful for people with insomnia. If you just start reading this stuff, you'll go fast asleep. Anyway, the industry, as we said, uses $10,000. Now we're going way back to January 1st, 1934. Actually, my understanding is this thing started the 31st of December, 1933, but for some reason they skipped that day. So $10,000 in the depths of the Great Depression. How did you do? Well, it bounced around quite a bit in the 1930s. It was still a very turbulent time. And then the World War I came along. But after World War I, there was an enormous prosperity in the United States. And the markets went up for almost two decades in two directions, up and way up, until finally in 1972, you had $1 million, $1.2 million to be precise. So almost 40 years, your $10,000 became $1,231,000. Then came the bear market of 73 and 74, and your $1,200,000 became $840,000. Watergate, the Vietnam War, the cultural clashes of the 1960s, the first gas crisis, and stocks were just way overvalued. And you lost, well, actually, did you lose anything? Did you panic? I hope not, because 2 years later, 1976, you've got almost $1.5 million. This is what stock investing is like, folks, as we saw in the previous chapter. There's going to be times when you're going to be feeling like somebody just kicked you in the gut, and that's the saying many people say. It's the way I felt. They feel as though they've been punched in the gut. And yet, don't panic, because sure enough, we held on, and the market came back, and the market in 1980s and the 1990s went in two directions, up and way up. And in the year 2000, you had $47 million. Y2K, blue skies, internet, productivity gains. And then the bubble burst. The internet bubble burst with companies that were never going to make any profits. DrCoop.com. eToys, Pets.com, HomeGrocer.com, WebVan.com, just add a .com to the name of a company, and zoom up the stock price goes. And sure enough, 2 years later, 2.5 years later, it was actually March of 2000 was the peak. These guys actually went up in 2000. The market went down about 9%. These guys actually did pretty well in 2000, but then they succumbed in 2001 and in 2002. So $47 million became $38 million, which was a pretty good for this company, actually, because the market as a whole between March of 2000 and October 2002 lost almost 50%. Not quite, but almost 50%. So we didn't run, we didn't hide, we kept on going, and throughout the 2000s, the market did okay until 2007, you had 7.5 million. And here comes the bolt of lightning from the sky, 2008, down to 46. Wow, what a drop, right? There was no place to hide in 2008. But we didn't run, we didn't hide, and it took us till 2002, 5 years after our peak in 2012, 73.5 million. And then the last few years have been actually pretty darn good. Now, notice 2018 was a little down, not much. But as of March 31st, 2019, that $10,000 had become almost $154 million at an average annual rate of return of 11.98%. Now, folks, we tell people with stocks 8, 9, 10%. But here's one mutual fund, and it's not the only mutual fund, that has done well over 10% for decades. Now, if you look at the returns on some of the mutual funds this year, as of right now, actually, we're into April already, but March of 2009 was the bottom of the Great Recession. Some of them have 18 or 17 or 15%. And you think, wow, that's only because of 2008, right? Because it fell so far. So be careful. If you get 8, 9, 10% over decades, you just thank your lucky stars. And here's one, not the only one, as we saw in the presentation, that for over 80 years has done better, almost 12%. Let's take a look at the graph. And notice that the first 40 years, you barely notice anything. Why? Because the numbers because it's exponential. Our numbers just get so large. But there, you don't even see the 1972, 1973. You barely see a little bitty bump there. I don't know if you can see it. And then here comes 2000 to 2002. And then there's 2008. But you see that exponential growth? You see that curve just curving up towards the sky? Yeah, that's what stock investing is like. It's going to be very volatile, which is a fancy word for I lost a lot of money. But don't panic, because if the world does end, if there's no food at the Vons and no gas at the Chevron station, no clothes at the Gap, and the cell phones aren't working, and the utility's not pumping electricity or gas, or the trash isn't being picked up, the schools, the hospitals, the fire departments, the banks, the police departments are all shuttered. The sewer's backed up, too. Does it matter where your money is? No. Failure is not an option. Capitalism might just be the absolute worst system ever devised, economic system ever devised, except for all the others. And until something better comes along, I'm sticking with it. And I think most people around the world have decided, you know, even with all its faults, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to make it better for everyone. One of the things we really need to do, and most people will agree, they just can't agree on how, is to make it more equitable. We need more people to participate in the fruits of the system. And what's happening is we're getting more and more inequality. So that's a problem. Well, I think we'll figure it out. Okay, so now I know what you're thinking. Piano, I don't have 85 years. Right. And that's true, right? So now what we want you to do is go take a look at the illustrations where you do $100 a month for 30 years, $100 a month for 40 years, and then $100 a month and increase it $10 every year, $110, $120 every year, increase it a little bit, and see what the mutual fund, a well-run mutual fund can do for you. Sounds like an advertisement, huh? Thank you so much for being in our class. We are so proud of you, dear students.